This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We waited all offseason. It's here. We stand on the eve. No. We stand on the precipice. Sorry. It's been a long week. That effing game, like, didn't end until almost 1 a.m. I have a small child. It's not ideal. The brain activity maybe is not as strong as it should be. I apologize. We stand on the precipice of a glorious football weekend. College, Saturday, NFL Sunday. Hell, we got an NFL game tonight. We got baseball. We got WNBA. Femi, are you ready for 100 minutes of bets?
Oh, I'm ready, baby. It was West Coast time for me, so I'm not feeling what you're feeling right now, but I'm ready to roll. MLB, college, NFL, let's do this thing, man.
What are we doing first? So NFL, we'll do next segment. Are we doing baseball first, or do you want to do college football first?
Let's do college. Fresh off college, let's do college. Yeah,
let's get the juices. Oh, also, Tyler, I didn't say this to you, but I want you to give one prop bet every week. So pick your favorite prop for college football, and we're going to track it. And it's going to determine a lot of like what your involvement is on the show this year, whether you win or lose. So no pressure, but make sure you've got a damn good prop, and we'll come to you for that prop coming up in a little bit. But before that, Femi and I will give you our bets, and we need some music underneath us. Kenny, take it away. Ah, good old generic college football fight song theme. You gotta
student
love it.
Student body right. Student body left. Let's go.
I wish that's... Honestly, I don't have many regrets in my life. I have a few. Like, and so I face my final curtain. It's a little Frank Sinatra for everybody on a Friday. I don't regret going to Fordham, because I worked at the radio station there. I made lifelong friends there. I don't regret it. But Femi, part of me does kind of regret, like, not going to a big, like, athletic school.
Same. 100%.
Imagine, like, going to, like, USC or, like, like, Alabama or something. How much fun that would be. Like the highlight of the athletics, like, we lost to Brian Westbrook in Villanova in the 1AA playoffs my sophomore year. And then my senior year, we lost by about 100 points to Delonte West, Jameer Nelson, and St. Joe's when they were the number one team in the country. And yeah, Delonte West had really bad acne, and we were just screaming at him. And then he stared us down, and they won by like 30. Still remember.
As one does when they're being heckled.
As one does.
We won the D2 men's basketball national championship.
Where'd you go?
My senior year. Western Washington University. Active Minds Changing Lives. Up in Bellingham, Washington.
Western Washington.
Go Vikings.
What's the mascot?
W Vikings. It's the Vikings.
The Vikings. Washington Vikings.
We didn't do that skull stuff that Minnesota does, but it was like a liberal arts school, so it wasn't like super big into like athletics, but our basketball team was pretty sick.
They
were really good. Yeah.
Western Washington, athletic powerhouse.
Hey, you'd have had fun if you're talking about hitting these pens and hitting the ball. Like, you'd have had a great time at that school. But it was not big into athletics. I mean, they cut our football program my freshman year. It was like not into that stuff. So like that was probably my one regret. Like I have lifelong friends from there. Like three of my groomsmen from my wedding were guys I lived with in college. So like obviously no regrets in that aspect of it. But like missing out on those like Saturdays and stuff in college football season or even like the big time college basketball games, I would say that was a missing part of my college experience.
All right, let's get to college bets. All right, let's get to college bets for this weekend. What do you like?
Let's do it. I'm with Colin in Cy-Hawk. I like Iowa. plus the 3.5. Like, these games are just always so close. The total's very low, too, at 42.5. I'm just going to grab more.
That's
than
gone up, by the way. This is 41.5 yesterday. So, like, there's been interest in the over.
So, 42, so a little bit of interest in the over. But still, like, we're not talking about, like, 62.5. Like, those points are going to matter quite a bit. Like, 24-21 feels like what it is every single year. I'll take the road team. Let me go with the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I'm also going with Duke plus the field goal. Like, I don't trust this Illinois thing. It all reeks of just, hey, this team was really fortunate to win double-digit games last year. Now they're the trendy squad to take that next. No. Like, Duke is well-coached. I think Duke at home, these games are difficult. I don't trust Luke Altmyer enough to go on the road and get this done by margin. So I'll take the 3 with Duke. I'm also going to take the 9 with Kentucky. Colin mentioned it. Like, that Kentucky defense is really strong. I love taking Mark Stoops at more than a touchdown. Whatever. It doesn't matter who he's playing. Like, he just knows how to drag teams into the mud. That's Kentucky's style. Kentucky as a favorite, like last week, no, want no parts. Kentucky as a big dog against Lane Kiffin, yes, give me the Wildcats, Big Blue Nation stand up. I like the 9. Earlier yesterday, I said I'm betting Oregon to blow out Oklahoma State. I laid 28. Dan Lanning sends a message to Mike Gundy. Yeah, we paid for our roster, and watch this money whoop your ass at Autzen Stadium. I laid the 28 with the Ducks. And then finally, give me Michigan plus 5 and also Michigan money line. I'm seduced by Bryce Underwood. I think that dude is dynamic. He's the next big thing in the sport of football, and we're going to see it Saturday night.
Are you scared off at all that apparently bettors are interested in Oklahoma State? That number's 27.5 now at BetMGM.
We'll see how interested they are in the third quarter when they're down by 31 points.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Love the optimism, yeah. the confidence there. I'm not going to bet that game. I've got 3 college football bets, and I've been talking about them all week. Now, one of them kind of got away from me a little bit, which is Iowa State and Iowa. I think Iowa State's just going to win. I have no opinion on the current side. I would not bet Iowa in the game. I love Rocco Becht. I think he's an absolute stud. I like Iowa State and Utah as my favorite teams in the Big 12 right now. Utah's offensive line is ridiculous with like 2 potential first-round NFL offensive linemen. They're going to be able to move defenses all year this year, the Utah Utes. And I love Rocco Becht for Iowa State. So I don't know if Iowa State's going to win by 4 in a game with a total of 42.5. But I do think Iowa State's going to win. So the way that I want to play this is to put Iowa State in some money line parlays. For example, just in case anyone was interested, an Iowa State Kansas City Chiefs money line parlay. Chiefs today, Iowa State tomorrow, pays plus 152 at BetMGM. You could take a couple dogs if you like them in the NFL. Like, I like the Lions on Sunday. I like the Seahawks on Sunday. Iowa State money line with them. That's how I'm going to look to play this. So I like Iowa State. I don't want to lay 3.5. I just think the Cyclones are going to win. So give me Iowa State money line and a bunch of parlays. Colin and I, as we talked about in the last segment, will be Oppo on Baylor SMU. I watched the game last week, Baylor and Auburn. I bet Auburn. And I walked away from that game thinking, Auburn's awesome. And that game was way more about Auburn than it was about Baylor, about Auburn being awesome. Dave Aranda didn't all of a sudden become a bad defensive coach because they gave up 38 points to Auburn. Like, Auburn's better than they are. And Aranda's a really good coach. And he's got a great quarterback. And I know Jennings led SMU to the playoff last year. Did you watch Sawyer Robertson in the Auburn game? Like, he's legit. I think Baylor's going to win. But we might get 3. It's 2, SMU currently 2.5 minus 15. If a 3 pops, I will take the 3 with Baylor and also back it up with a money line bet. If it doesn't, I'll take 2.5 and I'll back it up with a money line bet. I love the Baylor Bears tomorrow on Saturday against SMU. And then Femi, you and I will be on the same page of Michigan, Oklahoma. But just to give like my overall opinion on this game, I don't know if Michigan covers and loses. I think this is one of two things. And I think it was, I forget what podcast I was listening to this week. I want to credit them, but I forget. It might have been Chip Patterson on CBS's Cover 2 that said this. That Brent Venables, either as a head coach at Oklahoma, and obviously was a longtime DC at Clemson, right? Against true freshman quarterbacks. Now, it's a little skewed, right? Because he had like super teams at Clemson with tons of NFL players. Might not have always been playing against good true freshman quarterbacks, but just for context. Venables 21-5 against true in his career. And now here's Bryce Underwood. And for as good as Underwood looked last week, and I came on the show on Tuesday and said, I think he's going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft in a couple of years. He looks like he's like an alien. He's not like a human being. Like New Mexico at home at the big house is way different than on the road in Norman at Brent Venables and Oklahoma. So my thought is, if he's up to the task, Underwood, I think Michigan's just going to win. I think they're going to win. I don't know if they're going to like lose by three. I think they win. Mm-hmm. And if Oklahoma's going to win, I think it stands to reason that Venables stuffs Bryce Underwood in a locker and that the lights may be a little too big for a kid who's going to be great, but his second career collegiate start as a true freshman on the road in Norman. And I think Oklahoma wins big. So my advice would be to people, if you like Oklahoma, I'd play alts. I'd lay 9.5. I'd lay like 13.5. Then Oklahoma wins big. And if you like Michigan, play Michigan just to win the game. Like I can be wrong. Like Femi can be right. He's taking 5.5. Maybe Michigan loses by 4, whatever. I see it a little differently. That would be my suggestion. Oh, we have Christian McCaffrey news from Vic Tafer of The Athletic, who covers the Raiders for the Niners and the Raiders, the Bay Area teams, saying Christian McCaffrey, quote, feels great and plans to play. We'll see. I don't know if I believe that, quite honestly.
Yeah. I mean, is that his locker's talking about it? But yeah, it's we did this dance literally a year ago heading into that.
We didn't, though. Like, there was no dance last year. He was just, like, inactive before the game. It was insane. Thing,
but, we didn't think, we thought he was going to play because it was all like, oh,
yes.
Like, he's dealing with the heel injury.
I prefer this dance to that dance. This dance is better because this dance, again, at least you know in advance that it might be screwed up. That dance was like, no, you're screwed.
As opposed to, hey, I have it in my lineup and all of a sudden here's Monday and there's no alternative.
And here's Jordan Mason points. Who like, here's like 150 yards and they kill Aaron Rodgers and the tough. Jets. I don't think that's going to happen this week on the road in Seattle. We've talked about that. We like the Seahawks. All right. Let's get to some baseball bets and some WNBA.
We have Tyler's prop.
Oh, that's right. Football. Good call.
Yeah.
Tyler, this is very important. We need you to nail this prop. What is your one favorite college football player prop for this weekend and why?
All right, we're going to head to Kentucky here. Our guy, Trey Harris, last year played the X position for Ole Miss. He's obviously in the NFL. Now here steps in Harrison Wallace. The market has him priced like he's the third receiver. I don't agree with that at all. He's 42.5 receiving yards. He had 130 yards and 5 catches in their last game against Georgia State. Terrible opponent. But if he's lining up and playing the Trey Harris position, Trey Harris should have won Biletnikoff last year before he got hurt. So Harrison Wallace over 42.5 receiving yards. You want to get wild. 100 and a touchdown is 8-1. So Harrison Wallace, let's do it.
Harrison Wallace over yards and then Harrison Wallace anytime touchdown as well, Tyler?
Yes. Put it all together. Let's do it. I think he's going to have a huge
game. Now, Femi, is it fair to say that Tyler's like recent performance on the show has been substandard?
I would say he's probably 1-for-3 at the plate.
Oh my god!
I think honestly, like it's football season, and Tyler's performing like it's June. Tyler, this is an important prop for you to hit. Like you need to get back in like my good graces. You're out of my good graces right now.
I'm going to be honest, I think I'm playing great. So I don't know, you guys are the coaches. I disagree with that. I'll go in the press conference and I'll light you guys up in front of the media. But I think I'm playing great right now. So, and I think this bet's
fair. I would not recommend that. You get cut if you do that. You get cut if you do that. So Tyler, a lot on the line for Mr. 340. A lot on the line for Mr. 340. Harrison Wallace over receiving yards and touchdown for Kentucky this weekend against Ole Miss. All right. Let's drop the dope-ass beat and get some baseball bets.
Trade request like Jacoby Myers, where he said, they said no.
Hey, Tyler, do I have a read to do here? Or this is where, like, you'd, like, put the read in the chat for me? Should I just freeze? It's next segment. Oh.
Yeah. Mr. 540. Okay. Make a legendary. Yeah.
All right. Femi, what do you got for tonight in baseball, WNBA, or otherwise?
Three baseball bets for me tonight. I'm going to fade Jack Flaherty in the Detroit Tigers. Give me the White Sox on the money line in the first five, +150. Flaherty just cannot be this big of a favorite. Like, he started to pitch a little bit better late in the month of August and now early in September, but I'm just not buying it, especially against this plucky White Sox team that's actually been kind of sneaky good in the late summer months here. And then also, give me, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, give me David Peterson and the New York Mets. My arch nemesis, David Peterson, on the road, short underdog, first five with the Metropolitans, minus 105. I just think that, like, the Mets have that look. They're starting to play a little bit better. They've come out of the swoon that they had in August. So I like the Mets on the first five money line. And then finally, I'm going to go with the Blue Jays Yankees first five under 4.5 at even money. Gossman's been pretty good against the Yankees over his last couple of starts. Cam Schlittler, we've been talking about it. That dude's a stud at pitcher for the Yankees. So I don't care that it has the Mickey Mouse ballpark of Yankee Stadium, et cetera, et cetera. I think both these pitchers show up under the lights. Give me the first five under, Blue Jays and the Bombers. So White Sox first five money line, Mets first five money line, Blue Jays, Yankees first five under tonight in baseball.
Anything in the dub for you?
Nothing for me in the dub. We talked about WNBA MVP in the 3 o'clock hour. Make sure you check that out if you missed it. But it's going to be a doozy. Hunting and gathering season officially here. Make sure you're listening and reading to what all the voter types are saying before you make your bets in the WNBA MVP market as it stands with Asia Wilson as your current favorite.
Love it. All right, on the other side, can I interest anyone in bets for week one NFL Sunday?
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.